focused on tonight is what are we seeking? Or what are you seeking? Yes. And so we want to look into the word and see our directions in life. You know, when you seek something, it's because you want it. It means something to you. It's dear to you. It could be a treasure that you have. It's something that you really put your time and energy and your efforts in. What are you seeking? The world today is seeking a lot of things. There is a entertainment is a big thing that the world seek.
Yeah, mercy, Lord.
And if we're not careful, we can get caught up with some of those things that the world is seeking. But the Lord wants us to seek Him. He wants us to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness.
Amen.
But we're human. And because we're human, it's very easy for us to get distracted with the things in this world. So let's look at Colossians 3 and read verses 1 to 3. The things that we put our time, our energy, and our efforts in are really the things we're seeking. Sometimes a person might look and they say, well, I'm seeking God. I'm seeking the kingdom of God. Let's examine ourselves. Let's think about how much time and energy and effort we put in certain things. Some people seek money. They want to be rich.
Lord.
They want to have something. I remember when I was in ninth grade, there was a teacher, my history teacher. You walk in his classroom, he says, be somebody. He drilled that into you. And yes, you can seek to be somebody, but then you don't want to seek to be somebody that God is not pleased with.
That's right.
My granddaughter likes this thought of dream big and be a dreamer. You can be a dreamer, but we need God to challenge our dreams in such a way that it will glorify Him.
Amen.
You know, I could say I want to do this or be that. I could say I want to be a doctor, or I could say I want to be a lawyer, or I could say I want to be this. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to get an education, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. I'm going to have a house. My house is going to be so big. It's going to be like a castle. All of these are dreams, right? But you know what? If you seek the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things shall be added. He's going to add the things that we need. Let's read Colossians 3, 1 through 3.
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Is that what you
keep going all the way to 3.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Yes.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear,
yes,
then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
That's good enough. There's so much in these scriptures.
Yes.
It says, if you be risen with Christ, if you are saying that you're a saint, if you are, your life is changed, God, Jesus has come into your heart, then it says, set your affection on things above. You want to seek the things above.
That's
Not the things on this earth. These things are going to pass away. You're going to, like, for instance, I could have lots of things. I could have a nice house. I could have a nice car. I could have nice clothes. I could maybe be look nice and all. But, you know, that stuff fades away as you get older. You know, get wrinkles in your face. Hair turns gray. Can barely move around. Then where are all these dreams that you have? We want to have dreams that channel that God is pleased with. And not just our own self and just gathering in this world. Our time, though, the things that we spend our time in, it lets us know those are the things that we are seeking. And not only so, it says set your affections. We seek the things that our affections are set on. If I want to be the best, you know, teacher, I taught. And I like teaching, and I still like teaching. But I can't set my affections on it to the point that I neglect the things of God. And what happens is we can get so caught up with all of these things that God is on the back burner.
That's right.
Glory to the verse.
You know, we don't want to displease the Lord.
No.
I tell you that sometimes we can get so caught up with the things of this world that we don't have time for the things of God. We get up, for instance, in the morning. Our first thing, our first ambition is to make contact with God, to talk to Him, to pray to Him, to get something from Him, be fed by Him. But if I am so engrossed in things that I like, I'll find it. I'll put that stuff on the back, him on the back burner. We don't want to do that. You know what? Sometimes people say, you know, it's hard for me to understand the word of God. They might say that. Or it's hard for me to find time to pray. You know, I was listening to Sister Letha's prayer. You can say, you know, I can hardly find the time to pray. You know what? We find time to do the things we really want to do. If we really want to do it, we're going to find time. Even if we have to wake up in the night, in the middle of the night, and pray or read scripture that the Lord brings to us. Because we love God so much and we want to live for Him and we were seeking Him, we're going to take time for Him. It's not hard to do the things that we're interested in. And so we want, in fact about it, it becomes second nature to us. You know, I sometimes get up and my mind start to clicking on, you know, this thing, I got to do that thing, I got to do. But the Lord is so faithful to let me remember that I have committed myself to putting Him first. We can make a commitment to putting Him first. And then all these things shall be added. Matthew 6:19-24.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Go all the way to 24.
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise
That's good enough. Now, think about this. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Yes.
Do you know where your treasure is? There will your heart be also.
Right.
So what are you seeking? What we are seeking, each and every one of us, is our treasure. It's where our treasure is. If I want to have fame, if I want to make a name for myself, I'm going to do something to try to promote that. I'm seeking fame. Or if I'm seeking to build a business, for instance, and there's no harm for that. But we don't want to allow ourselves to get caught up in building the business in such a way that God gets kicked to the curb, so to speak. We must have God first. We must let Him help us.
Yes.
Because, and these things are going to pass away. We're going to get, well, we can't even do the business. It says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And then the second part of this says, the light of the body is the eye. If your therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. You know, the Lord wants us to have single vision.
Yeah.
He wants our vision toward Him, not to this and to that and the other. When we do this, I'm telling you, when we have our single vision, those other things that we need to do, God will help us do it. He will help us. If we're trying to be a business, but we focus on God, He's going to help us. The business will probably be more successful because we are putting Him first.
Yeah.
So we don't want to have our eyes on other things. We want to have a single on the Lord. Then here it says, no man can serve two masters. You know, we can have God. People say, well, I'm saved, but I'm doing this too. It doesn't work. You have to put God in the midst of things first, and then whatever's needed, He'll take care of it.
Yes, He will.
But the thing is, if we don't allow ourselves to have that single vision, we're going to go into darkness.
Right.
We will find ourselves losing ground. We'll be so caught up into different things to our salvation is neglected. And we don't want that. Let's go to Luke 16 and 13. Just stop a minute. The prodigal son had everything he could need.
Yeah.
But his mind went somewhere else.
That's right.
And so when he did, he went through a lot that he didn't have to go through. It's the same with us. We want to, if our mind goes on other things, we're going to find ourselves in one. And so he did. In this case, we find that he lost everything he had. But if he had been satisfied with Father's house, he would never have to go through those things. Sometimes we're going to go through things that we wouldn't have to go through because our mind is drifting toward this thing, that thing, the other. Our affection go out and then we just don't make it. The thing is, we want to make heaven our home. But if we become caught up with the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things, we won't make it. We cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve the Lord and the world. We don't even need to have our minds on the world. There's a lot of things in the world that people get their minds caught up with. And then today we have problems with cell phones. I talk against cell phones, and I have cell phones and I use them. But I use them for the Lord. But you know, there's so much on those cell phones that people get so caught up, they can't even hardly focus on the things of God. You know, sometimes you have to get up and go to the bathroom. You see people be on their cell phone in church. You know, it's okay if you're recording it, but you know, somebody texts me, so I got to check this text out or that or whatever. Let's not allow these things to hinder us and to get our minds off. And then there are other things on there. I hear like video clips, and people look like they gotta be always looking at those different video clips. But we can also get caught up, like the sister was talking about, our world. You can get caught up in the politics and the things that's going on. And those things can take your mind. What are we seeking after? Oh, I just got to see what's in the news. I got to see I look at some of it on my phone, and then I just put it away because I say, it's too much. You know, the things that's happening, the president doing this or the senators doing that, and you can just get all wrapped up in all of these things and seeking what's going to happen next. And you know what? It'll take your peace. It'll take our peace. So we need to make God the focus. I've said this over and over, and not allow ourselves get caught up with the world. 1 John 2:15.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Do you know, we don't want to get so caught up with these... I'm trying to say the celebrities, that's what I mean. And all of this and what they're doing and the life they're living and all that. You know, when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in that. And we'll find those things that will take us away from the Lord. Read on the next verse.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life,
so we don't want to do that. But I was telling you about having a single mind. We forsake the world, forsake the things of the world, and keep our eyes on the Lord. But do you know, if you have a double mind, you're going to be unstable. I was thinking about some people go through life, and they say they're saved. But they come to the end of life and they come up short.
That's what, Lord.
They have been caught up with the wrong things. Those things have sapped their spiritual well-being. So we don't want that. We don't want to allow ourselves to get caught up with anything of the world. The world is not good for us. Young people don't love the world. Maybe the older ones don't have that problem, but the young people do, because there's always something. Do you know what this one said? Do you know what that one said? Do you know about this person or that? All of those things of the world will sap your spiritual growth. Even you want to live for the Lord, and you say, then love not the world. neither the things that are in the world. Some of us, the sports world may be our thing. We need to, and you can, they can tell you all about which team won and which one. These things will sap the spiritual strength. We do not need to allow ourselves to get caught up with these things. Let's go now to Luke 12, 23 to 30. Some things may look harmless. I was listening to a message today, and they were saying some things, you say, well, what's wrong with this? You know, but what is it doing to you? Is it leading you more to God, to the things of God, or is it leading you away from the things of God? Can I go here and do this and still maintain a spiritual, be spiritual minded, or will it cause me to be carnal minded? Luke 12:23-30.
The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Is that?
Yeah. Keep going.
Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, but neither have storehouse nor bowl, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you would take your cross and add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest?
Yes.
Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
That's right.
If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nation of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things.
Okay, stop just a minute. Do you know, I don't believe it means that you can't take time and plan your meals or what you're going to have. But what the Lord is wanting us to do is not allow these things to have so much of our thought process and it hinder us spiritually. We just, I got to have, for instance, I'm going to take it like this. Maybe one scripture said, and what don't see what you should wear. Maybe I have to have certain kinds of clothes. I cannot go unless I have a new dress or new shoes or a new bag to match my thing. These are the kinds of things that I believe he's talking about. Not the things that you actually need to do, but where you go above and beyond what is necessary. And I believe the Lord is wanting us to draw our minds in. And it says, all these things are what the nations of the world seek after. They got to have a new this, a new that. Or they have to look a certain way or have certain, you know, foods and stuff like this. But we want to, it says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. Okay, and one scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put God first, and all these things shall be added. The Lord knows what we need. He doesn't want us to get overly cumbered with it. You remember Martha? Martha was cumbered about many things, and she was serving, and she was doing what she was doing was good. But she was overly involved in it, so much so to she even had an attitude toward the Lord, saying to him, don't you see that she's not helping me? In other words, make her help me. Telling the Lord to do that went too far. And we can go too far, too. And God doesn't want this. All right, so what should we spend our energy and time? What should we be seeking? We should be seeking God, right? Psalms 105 and 4.
Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his faith evermore.
So that is where I'm putting my energy in. That's where each one of us need to put our energy in. You know, we can be so one, for instance, I got bills to pay, and so I'm going to work two jobs. I'll work a morning job, and I'll work an evening job. But I believe God that when we do that, and I know what somebody's got to work, but I believe that we can overdo it till we just don't have time for the Lord. We can't come to service. We can't come to prayer meeting because we're working two jobs, or we miss a lot of service. Somewhere we need to ask the Lord to help us with all of these things, and this is me too, that we won't neglect the service of God. We have this meeting right here, and this chapel needs to be full of people. But do you know they're doing something else?
Right.
But take time. I know the meeting is going on. I'm going to take time off for the meeting. I'm going to plan that, you know, I'll do my vacation during the meeting time. Whatever. Let's take time for God. Amos 5, 4 and 6. You know, the devil don't want this to go out. He don't want it. He's fighting it because he wants everybody to just stay caught up with this world and all the things and not take time for the Lord. And I was thinking about the five wise and the five foolish. All of them slept, but you know, five of them were foolish. They weren't ready when the Lord comes. And you know, we'll be considered foolish too if we're not ready when he comes. If we let our minds and hearts and everything just go out after all these things, and then we neglect the things that's most important.
Okay.
Yeah. All the way to 6.
To seek not Bethel, nor enter to Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. 6. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out by fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel.
We need to seek the Lord. There's life in there. It's eternal life. It's a blessing in our seeking the Lord and putting him as first, foremost and first. I want to go back to Matthew 6 and 33. I have that. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. See, he was telling us about taking thought of different things and being concerned about the things of this world. Can we put these on the back burner? Can we start taking time for the Lord? Can we make sure that he is first, and that we can, sometimes the Lord wants us just to stop doing some things we've been doing. We say, I've done this all my life. But put it off. Stop and take time for the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
There's one more scripture I want to go. It's in 1 Kings 20 and 38. I want to think about that one verse.
So the prophet departed, mm-hmm. waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face.
Keep reading.
As the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, "Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside, and brought a man unto me, and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver for him." And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, "So shall thy judgment be. Thyself has decided it."
You see what happened?
Yes.
He was given a charge. The Lord has given each and every one of us a charge. We have a man to take care of. That's our spiritual
That's
man.
Right.
And if we get busy here and there, and the man is gone, then we're going to have to face the judgment
That's
and not be ready to meet the Lord. Pray for me.